Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It's a Thursday, June the 25th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears back with you here, having a great conversation this morning with the listening audience. Love you guys out there. If you get the busy signal, just means I'm on the line with somebody else, so keep on dialing in. And if you didn't get in last hour, the phone lines are open now. Was I wrong? Was it wrong how I handled the lady at the grocery store last night? I feel bad, and if you're listening, I'm sorry. I don't work at Wendy's. I had to leave the situation very quickly, and I appreciate you recognizing me, and I hope everybody continues to do that and say hello. I like talking to the listeners out there, so please, please, please keep doing that. Okay. Also, the printer, I went out there and I tried to work on it during the break. It's a lost cause. Maybe I'll have an update on the printer tomorrow, because it is certainly not working exactly how I would like it to work. All right, the Canon printer, not hooked up wirelessly as of yet. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say or would like to bring up. Did want to remind everybody again that Glenn Coble got the Bratwurst Challenge right yesterday. He picked out the beer brat, the wine brat, and the regular brat. Although the wine brat was not that difficult because it was pink. So there you go. I do want to remind you that coming up in about an hour here, when this show goes off the air, we will have On the Air with Glenn Coble, and his guest today will be James Anderson from the Marion County Park District. And then Swap Shop will be on today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, where you can sell all your used stuff, or as I like to call it, junk. You can sell it today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on today from 2:10 to 3 p.m. And a whole lot of other programs in between and all around. So how about that? Okay. So we've talked about... oops, I got the wrong side of the paper here. Okay, we've talked about the Bratwurst. We've talked about the incident I had last night in the grocery store. And, well, you know, a lot of this I'm going to save for tomorrow, because I have kind of an interesting topic. Now, I'm just going to show you, well, I have two things here, and I don't know which to do, because I don't know if we'll make it through both of them. That's the problem right now. Oh, we're getting a phone call. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Spears, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you on this beautiful, beautiful summer morning?
Yes, I'm doing great. I just got up. Get me up to speed on what happened out there at Kroger's.
Oh, here's the story. I feel terrible about this. I repented in the first hour this morning, and we had two opinions. I'll even tell you the opinions. What happened was, I was working the self-checkout last night. I worked 4 to 8 last night. And I'm working the self-checkout, and I got called over to a lady. And I knew that the lady recognized my voice, but I did not know who the lady was. And at one point she said, I recognize your voice. And then she saw my name tag, and she said, aren't you on the radio? And I had my buzzer was going off, and I had to run over and help somebody else. So I said, no, you probably recognize my voice because I worked the drive-thru window at Wendy's. And I walked away, and I felt bad about lying to this woman. I felt horrible about the situation, and both callers in hour number one told me I was wrong, and I shouldn't have done this. So what's your take on it?
Well, you know, I don't think it was intentional. I mean, when you get in a hurry, you say things that you really don't mean to say, and it's one of those things where you were in a hurry and you had to be two places at once.
Right, and I, every time that I get in a and I like having conversations, but every time I get in a conversation and I have to leave, I always feel bad because I abruptly have to say, okay, I'm sorry, I have to go. And I think people don't like that. People don't like when you're abrupt with them like that, and I don't like to be abrupt with people, so I felt that was the best way to get out of it, because I knew beforehand that I had to move on to the next thing.
You simply had to do what you had to do there, bud, and, you know, I don't think it was taken out of context really bad. I mean, there's certainly worse things than that's ever happened, isn't it?
I would think so. I would think.
Yeah, whenever I work on bites and stuff, I get into it so heavily there, and sometimes I don't even realize who I'm even talking to. And one minute they're there, and the next minute they're gone.
right. And the thing of it is that I, you know, obviously I like to talk, and I like when people come up and say, I listen to you, or I enjoy the show, or you make my day better because I'm at work, and you make the day go by faster. You know, these are very great things to say, and I appreciate them a lot, but sometimes I'm just in transition from one place to another, and I would like to spend more time with the person, but I just can't.
It happens there, Scott, isn't it? I think it happens to everybody. Heck, I'm to the point now where I can't remember 10 minutes what I did before, let alone figure out what I said an hour ago.
I know. It does. Hey, what do you think of the apple butter donut idea?
Apple butter donut idea. What kind of deal is that? I didn't hear that.
Well, the last two mornings, I have decided that I have, because Dunkin' Donuts is coming to town. They're about done. And somebody said they're going to open on July the 7th. I don't think we have that confirmed yet, but that's the idea. And I said, well, why isn't there an apple butter donut? You know, we have jelly donuts. Why not an apple butter donut? And we decided that we could put cinnamon and sugar on the top of it. And this would be a great thing, and we could name it after me. We could call it the Scott Spears donut. And I want to hear, does it sound like a good donut? Because you don't want to be named after a bad donut. And then I'm also worried, well, let's start here. Do you think that sounds good? Would you buy that donut?
Sure. Sure, I would. It sounds good.
Right. But here's my other fear in the whole thing, because, you know, when you name something after somebody, I'm afraid, like in 30 years, they're going to go in and protest and tear my donuts down.
You got a good point there. I mean, yeah.
They'll find some skeleton in my closet, and then they'll come smash my donuts.
Yep, they'll start piling them out in the center of the street there and just stepping on them.
Oh, my handprints will be all over my donuts, and I'll go down in history as an awful, awful person. And the donut will have to be renamed, and there'll be a whole thing, and people will be tearing it down. It'll be awful, but, you know, that's the price you take.
Yes, price you pay for fame there, isn't it?
I know, you know.
I'm all for you.
All for me today, but the next generation, they're not going to like me. I'm going to say something wrong, and they're going to tear my donuts down.
You might be right. We certainly can't tell the future.
I know, and we got to laugh every so often, and I hope maybe that's what we're doing this morning. Hey, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Phone line, and that was a joke, by the way, a joke. People are very sensitive right now. That's one thing I know. I want to say this. I honestly, on both sides of the statue thing, on both sides of the Aunt Jemima and whatever and Mrs. Butterworth and that whole mess, you know what? I can see both sides of it. It doesn't matter to me. If the pancake still takes the same, fine. If the statue is there, if the statue is not, I wasn't planning on visiting it anytime soon. It doesn't matter to me. If it matters to somebody, I say, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Whatever's in your heart to do, do it. As long as you're being genuine, I support you. So I'm not making fun. of these statues being left up. But it's, I'm just trying to laugh a little bit, okay? Just trying to have a little laugh here this morning. And if you have hate emails or Twitters or messages, send them to somebody else because I won't read them. I don't read. If you send me something negative, I'm not going to read it. Not that I get a whole lot of negative, but the few times I have, I don't read it. I read the first line to know that it's negative, and then I just poop, put it away. And I always feel bad even in that because they always write a lot. And I think, well, I'm just not going to read the negative. And I hope you don't see that as a negative. I hope you see that as a social commentary and humor. I feel like Mark Twain this morning, a humorist. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're talking about apple butter donuts. What do you think about that? What do you think about... Now that you heard the story again about what I did at the grocery store last night, do you think that was a bad thing? Pretty much those are the topics this morning. 740-383-9944. But if there is something else you would like to talk about, we will make the time and the airspace for you to talk about it. 740-383-9944. Without you on the toll-free line, this show would not be much some days. So we love talking to you. Again, Glenn Coble coming up after this show on the air with naturalist James Anderson from the Tallgrass Trail, Marion County Park District. And then Swap Shop. If we got to get some response on this Swap Shop or we're not going to keep doing it. So if you have junk to sell, 12 to 1 today. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show 2 to 3. Okay. There's so much. I don't think I'm going to have to do any show prep tomorrow because I've got so much that I'm not getting to today that I'll just save for tomorrow. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I never did hear which bratwurst you liked the best.
Oh, you know, honestly, I did like the plain one, but to be honest with you, different than Glenn, I really could not taste any difference in the beer and the regular one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I had to quit listening there, and I never did hear the outcome.
Yeah, but now Glenn thought there was a difference between the two. I couldn't taste the difference, but yeah, I did like the plain one the best.
Yeah, I did hear at one point where he thought the wine one was best.
Oh yeah, I don't know how many of those wine bratwurst he ate, but he loved the wine bratwurst.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call back in. We are here, 740-383-9944. And we'll talk about anything. And like I say, we have got... Here's what I did last night. Here's originally what the plan was for this morning. I was going to do, fascinating facts, like things maybe we don't know, odd facts. And I've got 7 pages of these. And I don't even think we're going to have time to get into this today because it's already 28 minutes past the hour. And some of these I can't even say on the air. I was reading through them this morning. Not that they're dirty or anything like that. They're just, I don't think they're facts that we need to know. I think they're a little strange. So, but we're going to do this at some point. There's a lot of facts here. So we'll get to this eventually. I'll put this in my material folder. And the other thing I wanted to do, because we've gotten so much response on the internet. A matter of fact, this is what I was trying to print out this morning. And eventually, here's how I ended up being able to print this out, is I took it into the... I had to take it into the other room. I had to send it to myself, email it to myself, bring it up on the office computer, and print it off there. But I thought this was fascinating, because all week we've been talking about massages. And, you know, once again... I found out something very fascinating. I found an article. Weird how certain articles come to you. But it's the top 10 reasons people get massages. And it's kind of interesting because most of these would not be the reasons I think people would think that you would get a massage. Now, there are some on here that make perfect sense, but there are some that really don't make perfect sense. Now, I'm going to start with number 10 and kind of work my way forward. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick and choose the ones that I think are interesting, and then I'm going to tell you what the doctor who wrote this article has to say. But now think about this. Now, reasons people get a massage. Think about this. Improve your overall health and well-being. Now, did you ever think a massage would do that? Listen to this. Many people integrate massage therapy into a regular health and wellness plan and find that it improves their overall health and well-being. Most people feel rejuvenated after their massages and enjoy both the physical and emotional benefits that the massage brings. Now, who would have thought that a massage was emotional? Isn't that fascinating? Improve your overall health and well-being. That has nothing to do with, you know, I guess the tenseness or working out the kinks that a massage normally does. I wonder if people feel that way. I wonder if a massage does improve your emotional and physical well-being, your mental state. I thought that was interesting. Okay. Oh, here, now listen to this one. Another one. Improve stability and quality of life in adults. Now, there's a little story about that, but that's an interesting one. Now, here's a big one. Are you ready for this? Reduce depression. Reduce depression is a reason people get massages. Now, here's the backstory behind this. There are many reasons for depression, and treating depression takes a long-term collaborative approach that involves many care providers. Massage therapy can play a role in helping patients with depression, particularly with depression that may be related to illnesses or pain. By helping patients manage their pain and other symptoms, massage can have a beneficial effect on a patient's overall well-being. Now, isn't that fascinating that it would help with depression? I would not have guessed that. Okay, what else do we have here? Well, here's one I think that is a common reason, but here's the reason why it helps. Relieve tension headaches. Tension headaches are a very common type of headache. They are believed to be caused when the muscles contract in the neck, face, scalp, and jaw. One of the major causes of tension headaches is stress. Massage therapy can help reduce the tightness in the muscles and alleviate the pain caused by tension headaches. Now, this one, to me, is one of the biggies, because the few times in life that I've given a massage, you feel the tenseness as soon as you start it. You immediately feel the tenseness. You feel the tension in those areas, the neck, the back, the shoulders. And clearly, working those muscles out relieves the tension and can help with tension headaches. So there's another fascinating fact here this morning when it comes to why massages are good. Now, this is the other common reason, in my opinion. Reduce muscle tension. From the highest paid professional athletes to those of us who follow more simple workout programs, people who exercise can benefit from a massage. Massage, particularly a special sports massage, which are the ones we were talking about the other day, can help with conditioning, range of motion, and flexibility, as well as speed up recovery from muscle injuries. Think about that. Did you know that? Now, here's one you might not think about, but again, I think I find this interesting. Reduce pain in other areas of the body. Here's the explanation. Now, this is the first line here is a given. While lower back pain is very common, pain in other areas can also be treated with massage therapy. Common areas where clients seek relief from pain are the neck, the shoulders, the knee, the hip, and other areas of the body. There are many causes for pain, and massage therapists are trained to help clients with pain caused by a range of conditions, including arthritis, cancer, osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis, carpal tunnel syndrome, headache, trauma, or any kind of injury. Now, isn't that fascinating? That a massage can relieve pain in any other area of your body. Now, this is, remember, this is written by a doctor. Because when I went on the other morning and was telling you the difference between a massage therapist and a masseuse, I think people thought I was nuts. That, you know, pain does go to other areas of the body that we don't think about. But now the doctor has laid it out there. Reduce pain in other areas of the body. Now, number two is again, right on the money. This is where most people's, I think, outside of the neck, between the neck and this, I think, is where it is. It relieves lower back pain. Here we go. Lower back pain is a common complaint among many people, especially as they age. When severe enough, this kind of pain can lead to missed work or a disability. Massage therapy can be effective in decreasing pain in your back and decreasing the disability associated with it. And I would have to say that the two big pains that I have seen are neck and the lower back, down by the tailbone. Those seem to be the major areas that people are having pain. Now, the number one reason people get massages, I think, here you go, right on the money. Kind of fits in with everything we've been talking about so far. Relieve stress and anxiety. Relieve stress and anxiety. So not only does it treat depression, not only does it treat stress, but it also treats anxiety. Now here's how. In today's modern world, there seem to be more stressors than ever before. Taking time out from your busy schedule to come in and see your favorite massage person, or to simply sign up or sit up in a chair, a massage chair, I think is what they're talking about, can help to reduce the amount of stress you're feeling and anxiety. So there you go. Those are the doctor's orders as we have them this morning. So massages overall, whether you are a masseuse or a massage therapist, and maybe this is why so many people go now, or have people do them who they know can do them well, it gets rid of anxiety, it gets rid of stress, it gets rid of depression, it can overall improve your mental health. There's a lot of things here. Oh, here's one I skipped. Boost your immunity. How about that? It can boost your immunity. Research has indicated that a Swedish massage may help boost your immunity by increasing the type of cells that fight off viruses. A massage won't stop a sickness once it is started, but it may play a role in increasing your immune system's ability to prevent the sickness before it starts. Increases your immune system. So after 2 days of talking about this program that I saw on massage therapist versus masseuses, I was so glad I was able to bring this in, because this is 3 pages of, you know, what can be done. And it is more than just working out a kink in your back. Emotional, mental, depression, anxiety, so on and so forth. If anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the one tip I have on this, which I've said before this week, is that if you're giving somebody a massage, the biggest tip, 2 tips that I learned from the person who went on to become a professional masseuse, was you cannot be gentle. Let the person tell you it's too rough. Or the other thing is that you just have to jump in. You just have to go to all the areas and pull and twist. That's how you get those tension areas to be without tension. So, you've learned this morning the wide world of massage therapy. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 39 minutes past the hour. We're really nailing it here this morning. I can feel that. Apple butter donuts. Is this going to be a thing? Apple butter donuts? Would you like an apple butter donuts? Or an apple butter donut? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Here's something I wanted to do. Because I haven't done this in a while. And I think every so often, it's important to do something like this. And today just might be the day. So here we, since I've got some time, why not? Now, I do want to mention, plugs are always good, that tomorrow night on this station, I'll start the airwaves tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and I'll be on through 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. And then tomorrow night, I will be on Friday Night Live with Bailey Hunt, Bales, my pal. And we're going to have a great show tomorrow night, going to have a lot of fun. Maybe we'll talk about some of this. We've got a lot of material this week we can go back over. Now, the one thing I wanted to say is, and I said it on the Friday night show a couple weeks ago. Was it last? It was a couple weeks ago. I don't think it was last week. I think it was a couple weeks ago. But I do want to mention Bailey again because she does a show here at night with me on Friday nights. And it's kind of interesting because I always wonder, you know, are there different audiences at night and during the day? And so I said this at night, and then it occurred to me, well, maybe I should say it during the day, because I think that's important, too. And Bales and I have been friends for a pretty good amount of time. Now, I think we're pretty good friends. And we do the show on Friday night. Don't miss it. 8 to 10 here on this station. Here is the spokesperson for people who say, I can't do that. Okay? And here's what I'm going to, this is what I said a few weeks ago, and I think it bears repeating. This is somebody who, you know, she's not a kid anymore. You know, she's not 18 years old. She's older than that. She's got two very young kids who she really takes care of and does a tremendous job taking care of. She works full time. She provides for herself. She lives independently. You know, there's no husband or anything like that in the picture. So there's that to begin with, which is very hard. And then, here in the last year, she picks up going to school. And not only does she pick up going to school at this age, which again is not 18 years old when most people go to school, she gets straight A's in her first semester. She gets straight A's. I don't even think there's been anything hardly below a 99%. So, for everybody who says, I can't, all you got to do is look to Bales, and you'll know that you can. There's a lot of reasons we use that we can't do things. You know, our kids are young, we don't have a husband in the picture to share the responsibility, I work full-time, all of those things. Well, I'll tell you, Bailey never saw the can't in this particular situation. All she saw was can. And not only did she enroll in school, not only did she start school, not only did she start with the schoolwork, but she's excelling at it in every way. Now, that is a special person. You don't hear those stories very often. So next time you run into somebody who thinks possibly that they can't do something, they can't achieve their dreams and goals that they have set in life, just say, you know, I know this person named Bailey. They don't need to know any more than that. Who is absolutely excelling at achieving their goals. And a matter of fact, it's funny because I'll talk to Bailey sometimes, and she'll be up late doing her homework. Now think about that. Think of the discipline that that takes to sit in a room alone and do your homework at night because you work during the day. And do it so well that you get great grades. I think that's tremendous. And she's a great person. I've said it 1,000 times. She's an absolutely great person to hang around with. She's become a very good friend. We have so much fun together. I've never had a bad time with her. So, you know, We went to Nashville together. That was a trip. So I just think it's important, again, to mention that never put your goals on the back burner. Don't ever let a reason stop you from doing something. And I've always thought that people who are able to do that are classic. You know, when we talk about cars and when we talk about something that is rare, a lot of times we'll call it a classic. That is a classic. You know, have you ever seen a beautiful car that just sparkles in the moonlight, pull up and you say, boy, that's a classic? Well, you know, every time I see Bailey at this point, because of what she's achieving and what she's doing, I say, there goes a classic. That's a classic. And that's exactly what she is. A very, very, very special classic person. And I'm glad that I get the opportunity to say that on the air. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, beautiful inside and out. And has a good head on her shoulders. So that really plays into it. So, you know, this is somebody who didn't have to do what they're doing right now, going back to school and doing their thing, could have chosen a different path in life, but decided to choose this one. And we have spent Memorial Day together, and we have spent Christmas Eve together. So it's that kind of relationship. And I think it's because we have so much fun together. So Bailey, if you're out there listening this morning, I hope you know how impressed I am with what you're doing. I hope you know how proud I am of what you're doing. And I hope you know that I think you are just great. I think you're fantastic. And as I said, beautiful person inside and out. And I'm not talking about regular beauty here. I'm talking about like off the charts beautiful inside and out. And you don't find that very often. A matter of fact, I think maybe this is the only time I've ever found it. So Bailey, hope you're having a good morning, whatever you're doing. I know you listen from time to time. And hope you like that. Because it's all true. See, unlike the grocery store story, I get to tell the truth. Now, do you in the listening audience know anybody out there who's possibly doing something good right now in that nature, or who might be struggling because of attempting to do things of that nature? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It just is important. Because, you know, we can come on and we can be very braggadocious and so on and so forth. But achieving your dreams, that's big. That's big. And that's my number one advice and encouragement to everybody. If you've got a dream, go out and get it. Go out and get it. Because that, you'll regret it if you don't. You know, there's nothing wrong with failing. But, boy, if you don't try, there is a problem. So get out there. Don't use time as an excuse. Don't do that. Say, okay, I'm going to make this work no matter what it takes. And if it ends up not working, so what? At least you tried it. You know, I think that's the important thing. So that's Bailey for you. And I tell you, the funny thing about her is, gosh, we have laughed. We have laughed and laughed and laughed and had so much fun. The Nashville trip, I can't even tell you the fun that we had. And we were talking about that last week, how that was just such a unique trip. And broadcasting in front of the Grand Ole Opry and all the things we did. It was great. It was actually a very unique, great trip. So how cool is that? And, you know, I know other people do this as well, and they should be commended, because it's tough. It's tough. You know, I went to college right out of high school pretty much, so people do go back, and it can be rough, and yet they get it done, and that is a great thing. And, you know, the funny thing about this whole thing is that in Bailey's particular case, I know that she's going to succeed. I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever that at the end of the day, that she is absolutely going to succeed with what she wants to do in this field of college. Because you can just tell with some people. And I hate to say that you can just tell with some people. Some people you can just tell aren't going to make it. But with her, totally going to make it, totally going to do well. And that's a really, really fun, unique characteristic. And as I say, I know others have went through it as well. All right. Oh, man. Here comes a phone call. This should be good. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. It's Brenda.
Hey, how you doing?
It took me 13 years to get a college degree.
Oh,
a lot of it on my own. Had some support from friends. Working 2-3 jobs at a time, but it took 13 years to get the degree, and I did it, and it was something I needed to accomplish, and it worked well for me. So if you just keep trying, it'll work.
You know, it's interesting, because this is what I was thinking with her, because there are every reason in life why she could say, you know, it's not going to work. You know, I'm not a kid anymore. I have 2 young kids. I'm not married. I'm working full time. And yet she didn't use those as reasons to not go. And it sounds like you did the same thing. And how good did you feel at the end of it?
Well, it was super, super great, because when it was February 24th of 1994, I was laying in bed. I just had my son, and that day in the mail came my degree from the University of Massachusetts that I graduated. And it brought tears to my eyes. Like, you know, I'm still having kids, and I'm working, and I achieved this. So it's cool.
Yeah. Now, what was your degree in?
I double majored in art history and studio arts.
How cool. How cool. You know, whatever happened to the my favorite painting?
I gave that to my sister's daughter. She got a new house. You know, I was thinking about giving it to you, and I didn't think that you would want it. I know you liked it, but I didn't think that you would want that painting.
Oh, no, so. I love that. I love that painting. It was of a bridge. I can still see it.
Yeah.
I love that. What was the motivation behind that painting?
I love New York City, and I love the hustle and bustle of it. And the bridges are so predominant there. They're landmarks, and yet all these people live underneath them and see them every day, and they're part of their lives. And are they? Do they think about them, or is it just a structure that's in the way of you know, getting to work or blocking the sun or blocking a street? And I just found it to be a beautiful landmark. All the big, I don't know what they, cables that hold it together.
Right. It was a great painting, and I love also the colors, the yellows. I remember the yellows.
It represented the sunshine. When the sun hits those cables and bounces off it, it's so blinding at times because of all the steel on the cables and the metal.
It's
one of my favorites.
Oh, and I tell you, if you ever get the mood to paint something again, or that picture shows back up, I'll be glad to take it off your hands.
That's a deal. That's a deal. I've always lived by the motto, getting back to your friend, if you don't try something, you'll never know. So try it. Do it. When my kids finally turned 18 years old, I've always traveled, and I've always taken my kids on vacation somewhere and learned something of the United States and people. And once you turned 18, it's like, I'm done with the United States. And I started, every year I grab my backpack by myself and travel to another country. So I've been to Cambodia by myself, Mexico by myself. He finally decided he wanted to go, so Jesse started traveling with me, but just do it. You're never too old, or don't make an excuse. Do it.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because last night I was giving a, I was giving a lecture to somebody, but no, it was more of a conversation. And I was saying to them that you only regret what you don't do, because even if you do it and it doesn't turn out well, it doesn't turn out the way you want it, at least you know the answer. At least you knew. You don't have to sit there and worry about it for the rest of your life. But if you don't do it, you don't ever know. You don't ever know what it could have been or what could have happened. And also in this caveat I was discussing with this person, because essentially it was, you know, what they should do with another person. And I think it was, you know, it was, I don't know if it was necessarily relationship advice, it was more friendship advice. But I said, you know, people really do get a little confused sometimes. They think that they have the exact right person. They think that the person they should travel with, the person they should be around all the time, and they're not really paying attention. It's one of those things where they're not seeing the forest for the trees. They're not paying attention to other things. And with this person I was talking to last night, the ipso facto story of this is essentially they were so fascinated and they're having so much fun with this one person, yet that's not the person who gets top billing in their life. The person who gets top billing is somebody who sometimes they're like, I don't know, that's not necessarily, but because that person has had top billing, that's the person. And they never look at the person who really is making them happy as the right person. It's very strange. And you also, you know, there's a lot of people in your life. And sometimes I think there's just some areas of gray that people need to look at.
Now, is this person young?
Yeah. It's a younger person. And
They'll look back at this when they're my age and just kind of think, boy, I should have done this a little different. Not that it's a bad thing, because you learn from those mistakes, but when you look back and say, boy, that person was, this and that, and I should have paid more attention to that, especially when they're gone.
Well, you know, the fascinating thing about it is, I've always found this to be true. A lot of people, I mean, there are horrendous things that will happen with people that, of course, will cause you to not want to be associated with them. That's clear and obvious. Horrendous things. But it's not always a horrendous thing. Sometimes it's just, okay, let me look around here. Wait a second. What attachment for young, and it is for younger people, you said it exactly right. The younger you are, people are much more into certain kinds of attachment that really have nothing to do with the happiness in your life. And the people who end up bringing true happiness to you, a lot of times you overlook completely because they're just there. And if you actually just examined it, you would be a lot happier person.
Now, this is person, not the person on the sideline, but the person that they have more attachment to. Is it more of a passionate relationship? Is it more of a relationship of the heart?
I think so.
A lot of times people, you know, they get this electricity, you know, that passion when you first meet someone, you're in love, and that electricity between the two.
And they pay attention to you.
Yeah, that is a driving force. Or they don't pay attention to you, and you want them to. Oh, I like him so much, but he doesn't like me, or he likes such and such more, I don't know, and that whole electricity in your heart, the thing that makes your heart thump harder, and you lose your breath just thinking about them, it causes you to, I mean, that's so important for a person, that lust for life and that relationship, that secondary person, when you don't get that feeling, it does make them secondary person.
It does, but in the end, I think it's all about a hole. It's kind of like a donut. Yeah. The hole that's getting filled by all that electricity eventually is going to become a hole again, because you've had that electricity before, and electricity is nothing new. And attention, people love attention. I've said it myself. I like attention. So when people...
Even negative attention.
And it fills a hole. And you don't feel so bad. You don't feel so depressed. You don't feel so anxious. But yet, that's not what you need to fill that hole with. That's going to be just a never-ending black hole. You've got to fill it with substantial things and sustaining things. And I'll tell you, one of those things can't be money. That's another thing. We talk an awful lot about, you know, your heart thumping and all that. A lot of people also do it with money. Now, financial safety is okay, but if that's really what's driving the entire thing, if you've never had a good time with the person, if you can't sit there every day of your life and laugh with them, big problem.
Heart wants what it wants.
That's exactly right. And we will hope it turns out well for everybody. Thanks for calling, and hopefully one day a picture will show up.
Deal. I'll talk to you later, Scott.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. We've had a great show this morning. I appreciate all the output this morning. And Glenn Coble will be up here in about 10 minutes with Glenn Coble will be up with James Anderson from the Marion Park District. And we've talked about all kinds of things. And we've got so much more to talk about. Oh, and, you know, I'm going to talk about another friend tomorrow, by the way, who did very much the similar thing, but I've ran out of time. So I'll be back tomorrow, 8. 8 until 1. And don't forget Swap Shop today as well, 12 to 1 p.m. Adam from 2 to 3. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. This particular incarnation of this show has been on about a year, but doing these type of shows about 10 years.
10 years. And
is that good enough? Do I pass?
Oh, yeah. And you enjoy it, right?
Well, till today, yeah.
Well, you know, there's nothing like, for someone like you or someone like me, radio